The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Question number two. An investigation has found widespread cheating in Atlanta public schools. How big a problem is cheating on standardized tests, and what should we do about it?
So, you know, there's always this knee-jerk reaction among reformers, ourselves included, that says, well, of course, you know, we have to be prepared for cheating. We need to set up safeguards, but you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I don't know. Are we not taking these issues seriously enough? You have a major urban school system that a lot of people thought was doing pretty good, where they have found widespread cheating in dozens and dozens of schools. They think the superintendent knew about it. Do we really think Atlanta's alone? I mean, is this another indication that testing has gone overboard?
Any accountability system of any sort that carries high stakes for anybody is going to produce a strong temptation to fiddle with the data in order to come out better and either win the prize or avoid the punishment. And that's just as true of schools as of anything else. And if we're going to have a high-stakes accountability system with rewards and sanctions and interventions and so on, we're going to have precautions that minimize the tampering with the data. And tampering with kids' test scores is only the most obvious version of this. There's a million other ways you can fiddle with education data.
Right. And so in the world of, say, the stock market, there's all kinds of people whose job it is to go out and catch insider traders or other people who are finagling the system for personal gain. We don't have that much of an infrastructure in education to do that sort of thing.
Well, well put together testing programs really have minimal cheating. If you look at the amount of cheating that actually occurs on SATs, for example, it's really very small. Kids pay to take those tests. The tests are proctored. The papers are not revealed before the day of the test. And then they're instantly sort of sealed up and sent off to a distant location for scoring. All sorts of weird things happen in our school systems with state tests. I mean, the test papers sit around the school. People have access to them. Teachers have access to them after the kids are done with them, and so forth and so on. It's the high-quality test security is mildly expensive, but it is doable.
Now, one other argument is that, look, some of these schools, there's so much pressure on them, and the way that we have the system set up now, we have the system set up for these schools to fail. You know, if you've got lots of poor kids, and you're looking at their proficiency rates, if the tests aren't good at looking at value added over time, you know, invariably, these tests are going to give the schools a bad, you know, a bad name. So maybe if we got the testing right, if we looked at progress over time, if we had more realistic expectations, you wouldn't see educators doing this.
It's never going to be perfect. The fairer the testing regimen and scoring system, the less the temptation to cheat. A value-added system obviously is going to be fairer to schools such as you're describing than a single proficiency level, and will reduce the temptation to cheat. But particularly as teachers' own careers now begin to get attached to these test scores, it's going to get worse before it gets better. That is not, however, a reason to throw out the testing baby with the cheating bathwater. It's a reason to work to get the tests as secure as we can.